What's going on, everybody, and welcome to a special Friday the 13th edition of the NHL Playoff VOD sponsored by Prize Picks. I am your host, Josh Harris. You can find me on Twitter, JRH002DFS. Nothing really special about Friday the 13th, other than it's Friday the 13th, and we have three big game six tonight. But before we get into that, we, as always, we are sponsored by Prize Picks, and if you use promo code AUSMO on that site, you get a couple cool things. You get one free month of Osmo Plus Platinum when you sign up and make a deposit at, you know, Prize Picks using promo code Osmo. You receive your email within 24 to 48 hours after redeem your free month of Osmo Plus Platinum. Also, if it is your first deposit and you use the promo code, you'll get a $100 first match deposit bonus, which is nice. Free 100 is always nice. So we have a three-game slate tonight, three-game sixes. We have the Rangers in Pittsburgh. Rangers looking to force game seven. We have Florida going into Washington to try to close out that series. We have Calgary going into Dallas to try to close out that series. So big games tonight. Hopefully we get three game sevens. That'd be sweet. You know, tomorrow we have the Leafs Lightning game seven, which is going to be peak Twitter, depending on how that goes. But we'll get into that tomorrow. So let's get into the first game. We have the Rangers going into Pittsburgh. It's going to be Igor against Luis Domingue again. Sidney Crosby is out, probably with a concussion. They didn't give an update. They just said upper body injury, but it was probably a head injury. The coach said he is in a good spot. He skated today, but he is going to be out tonight. That moves up Evgeny Malkin to the top line between Gensel and Rust. And now I believe Evan Rodriguez will move up to the second line setter with Danton Heinen and Kasperi Kapanen. And then, you know, got Jeff Carter with Zucker and McGinn. So with Crosby out, I know, you know, a bunch of people on Twitter are saying, you know, the Penguins have never lost with Crosby out in the playoffs and Malkin in the top line center. It's a small sample. It's two games. It obviously helps Malkin, but it hurts their center depth. Malkin's going to go out probably against the Zibanejad line. It's going to free up, you know, that Strome-Panarin line to get a better matchup. Like, I like Evan Rodriguez as a player. Trust me, I was banging the drum to keep Evan Rodriguez up on the top line wing. The wing, which is important because him as a top line or a second line setter, I don't think, you know, is great. I think he's more suited for the wing. So in this game, my favorite line in this game, honestly, is Rangers second line, Strome, Panarin, and Kopp. They're pretty cheap, 11-3, 16-6 to full stack. If you're in the Discord, someone asked me about my favorite shot prop, and I honestly, Ryan Strome over 2.5 was plus money at that time. If it's still plus money, I think it's a good prop. And if it's on Prize Picks, it's my Prize Pick pick. So yeah, I do like Rangers too. I also like Rangers one tonight. You know, Malkin, you know, as good as he is, isn't Crosby. So I do like the Rangers top line here. I think you can go Rangers power play. I think that's fine as well. But Rangers two is my favorite. On the Pittsburgh side, it's going to be the Penguins top line. Also, you know, because Evan Rodriguez is still a wing on DraftKings, he also saw a top power play time. So him at 3,400 is going to be a nice DFS play because he loves to shoot the puck. And at 3,400, getting those top 6 minutes is definitely going to help. So I do really like Evan Rodriguez as a one-off. Or if you want to include him into a power play stack, I think that is fine as well. As we've seen in this series, Pittsburgh has been a house of horrors for Igor. He played awful in the games in Pittsburgh. So we'll see what happens there. So let's get to the blue line here. It's pretty much status quo. It's going to be Fox. It's going to be Trouba. Or if you need a punt, I think Lindgren at min price is perfectly fine. He'd probably be my preferred punt. I guess if you want to go to Keandre Miller at 3K, it's also fine, but it's probably just, Fox, or just dump all the way down to Lindgren if you don't want to use Trouba. But I think, you know, for DFS, he's a fine one-off. On the Pittsburgh side, it's going to be Letang. We'll see, we'll have to wait and see. I believe Dumoulin's out, so another night of Mike Matheson I think is fine. He's creeping up in price to 4,100, but if you can't get to Letang, Matheson, you know, the one thing Matheson's good at is offense, and that's what you need in defense. DFS, you don't really need defense. So I do like Matheson there. So let's move on to the next game of the night. We have the Florida Panthers going into Washington to face the Capitals. It's going to be Sergei Bobrovsky against, I believe it's Ilya Samsonov is confirmed. Looks like Carter Verhaeghe's out, so that changes the lineup a little bit. I think, you know, the third line is going to be Maxime Mammon and Noel Acai-Berry. He's going to be in. I forget who is replacing Barkov as the lines are not updated on here. But for me, like, I don't really full stack Florida lines. I'm going to go Florida power play again. It's just what I do, like, with some of these teams, like, because there's such a high-powered offense. And I know they haven't had a great series, but since because they are such a high-powered offense and they have a very good power play, despite, I think, being 0 for 20 on the power play this series, which is just bonkers. Like, it's going to change eventually. I'm just going to power play stack. Like, I want Barkov. I want Huberdeau. And I'm going to mix and match in Reinhardt. I'm going to mix and match in Giroux. And then I'm going to mix and match in Ekblad. It's just what I'm going to do. I also don't mind just going full, you know, Florida two, Bennett, Huberdeau, Giroux. Bennett has a very good shot rate despite not being on the top power play. So if you are going to full stack line, it is going to be Florida two. You know, I'm just, I've been saying, me and Cliffy have been saying Florida two all season, and there's no reason to change that now. I do really like Florida two. On the cap side, I don't know. They've had their moments in the series, but, like, I think it's more just a product of Florida playing poorly than the Capitals really playing well. So if I'm going to do anything, it's just going to be like Kuznetsov, Ovi, Carlson, Ovi, Oshi, Carlson, something like that. Like, we're going to mix and match in the power play guys. I don't really like full stacking the Capitals. I don't know. I just feel like Florida's going to close out the series despite wanting to see all game sevens. So I just, you know, if push comes to shove, I think Florida wins this game. But I think Ovechkin and Carlson make for very good plays, and Oshie's still cheap enough. 4,400, he's come up in price, but he's still cheap enough where you can get him in and not really be hampered by his salary. On the blue lines, it's going to be Ekblad. It's going to be Uyghur if you can't get there. I also don't mind Forsling, but that's really about it. On the capital side, it's really just Carlson or nobody for me. I just, there isn't many options on that blue line that I like for DFS. I guess, like, if you had to, Justin Schultz is fine. He has some offensive upside, but I just prefer to go Carlson. So let's move to the last game of the night. We have the Calgary Flames going into Dallas. It's going to be Ottinger against Markstrom. I don't know what Dallas is doing with their lines. Like, putting Raffle on the top line, moving Robertson to the second line, it's just one. What? Like, top line Michael Raffle? Like, I like him as a player. Like, I think he is a bottom six, or even, like, on a poor team, a middle six, like, second or third line winger, where he can contribute. On a good team, he shouldn't be in the top six, let alone on the top line. So using Dallas tonight is going to be pretty tough. I guess you could power play stack, but, like, do you really want to power play stack against the Flames, one of the better defensive teams in the league? They've, you know, they looked shaky in the beginning of this series, but they definitely started taking over. I feel like they're going to close out the series as well. For me, the Fasca line did give Calgary one some trouble in game three, but I think that's behind us. I'm going back to Calgary one here. I think you can go to Calgary two, but I think my favorite expensive line on the night is honestly, besides Florida power play, is going to be Calgary one. I think you can go to Calgary too easily as well if you want to use, like, Pitt, or you want to use, like, New York Rangers power play. I think they're a good play, but I do want to get that power play exposure. I don't mind Toffoli as a one-off. Mix in Rasmus Anderson. Do what you got to do there. So I think the closest, most competitive game of the night is going to be the Rangers game. What happens, I don't know. I think getting both sides of that game are important. The Florida game, you know, I'm more on the Panthers. And in the Calgary game, I'm definitely on the more on the Flames. But in MME, I think getting some Capitals and getting some Stars makes some sense, because this is hockey. This is sports. Think what should happen, don't. Shout out to our resident Buddha man for that. But yeah, let's get to the goalies. I think my favorite goalie on the night is Jacob Markstrom, 8,200. I think he's fine in any format. Jake Ottinger, 7,500 in GPPs, definitely makes some sense. He's had a great series. It's just the Flames have been too much. The Washington Florida game, like Samsonov and Bob, I'm going to save it for correlating GPP lineups only. And on the in the Rangers Pitt game, like despite Igor's struggle in Pittsburgh, if the Rangers are going to win, Igor needs to have a good game. So I don't mind going to Igor at 7K. Luis Domingue, 7,900. Like he's played very well in this series. I don't know if that continues, but if you want to correlate him in Pittsburgh lineups, that's fine. So yeah. I mean, I guess you can, in GPPs, you can make a case for any goalie, but my favorite goalies in cash are Markstrom and Igor. My favorite GPP goalies are the goalies from the late game, Calgary, Dallas, and Igor. So let's get to the hat trick pick of the night. I was trying not to go homerish. Like, I try to avoid homer takes, but I just can't get away from Artturi Panarin as my hat trick pick. I'm going to go there. Hopefully they force game seven. That'd be awesome. Game 7, Sunday night in Madison Square Garden would be great. So that wraps up today's pick show. We'll be back tomorrow for Leafs Lightning Game 7. That's going to be just peak Twitter. Like, just it doesn't matter who. Like, if the Leafs lose, like, Leafs Twitter is going to just be in a meltdown. I don't know who I'm rooting for, but I'm rooting for chaos. That's what I'm rooting for. When in doubt, just root for chaos. So we'll see you back tomorrow, and good luck on this Friday the 13th.